Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs alone. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain Programs with Dr. Yiwing Tong. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong Dio. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good, Dr. Elaine.
As always, we have an exciting show to share with you, but as always, we want our listeners to know that chronic disorders, pain and non-pain disorders can be cured without the use of drugs and surgery. And by that, we mean that after a while, you don't need our treatment as well. If you follow our diet recommendations and manage your stress well, come in once in a while for a tune-up, oil change, like we like to call it. Just like a car that needs to get maintained, your body also needs to be maintained. And I don't think people realize the importance of that. And that's what our treatment is here to do.
That's right. You can get rid of the drugs, get rid of the pain, physical, emotional, metabolic, anything. Most chronic disorders are very, very easy. Very easy. Go to our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. We have hundreds of patients. Each one have a whole list of symptoms. And you'll find out nearly all our guests get better the very first treatment. Some of them could have decades of problem. We just know where, what the cause is. And most people treat the symptoms. So you can get, you don't have to live with your pain. Everything, almost everything that you acquire can be cured.
Right. To recap who we had with us last week, we had Peggy, who suffered from many years of depression, upper back and shoulder pain. She came back to see us about 4 years ago. She said within 2 months of treatments, of actually about every other week, she was on no more medication for upper back and shoulder pain, and the pain has not returned in 4 years. She also suffered from depression, and within those first couple months, she was off her antidepressants as well. She kind of fell off the wagon and stopped coming for a while, and her depression kind of came back with some stress in her life, and she decided to try some ECT treatment, which is electroconvulsive therapy, where they literally shock you. And she went through 3 months of training for that. 3 months, sorry, not training, but treatment. But yes, training for that too. And all
must be from a super pain center.
Oh, it's definitely different from what we do. She was tired and wiped out for the rest of the day every time. And I think she was doing it 3 times a week. And not only did it not treat her depression or fix it, but it impaired her memory. And she actually even felt anger. And so she came back. And
within one treatment, she was much better,
yes.
And she was energetic.
She was
instead
energetic.
Of wiped up, she was energetic.
And not only that, she has been pretty much tapering and almost off all her medication now. And also,
yes.
She came in for sciatic pain, which she was suffering from for about a year. And that also went away within 2 treatments.
Yes.
The other person we had on with us was Jorge, who brought her 93-year-old mother, actually maybe 92 or 93, who has been suffering from diabetes for 20 years, problems with vision, and most importantly, she had recurrent UTIs where she would be on antibiotics just continually. She would stop one, it would come back, and she would be on it just all year round. And in the last year now, she has not had any UTIs.
And her pain is much better. Her vision had improved.
Yeah.
Almost.
She heals better. She looks younger. She's 92.
She walks faster, and she's more responsive and smiling.
Yes. Yeah. So these are – so as you can – and today, our guest today is – he's actually 5 years old. So you can see that we treat people of all ages.
He was 4 when he started.
Actually, he's probably maybe 3 even.
Yeah, less than 4.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
So this treatment can be for anyone, really, it really does treat the whole person. And you'll see with our first guest today how we focus on the emotional as well as the physical.
The youngest patient we ever treated was an 18-month-old with a severe middle ear infection on antibiotic constantly despite surgical insertion of the tooth. And one treatment, I cured him.
Okay, let's get to our first guest.
Good.
Okay, I'd like to welcome our first guest with us today, Dawn. Welcome, Dawn.
Hi, Dawn.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us and taking the time to share your story with us. Dawn has actually been on with us before, but why don't you recap a little bit what's been going on with your son, Theo, and actually your experience as well with our treatments.
Well, we continue to see really great improvements for our son, and we're getting help for us adults as well in the household, mm-hmm. And it's just continue to improve and be helpful.
Don, can you kind of summarize what is his problem? How do you get to see us first?
Sure. Okay. He was 17 weeks in utero when the cord got wrapped, and so he has midbrain injuries similar to cerebral palsy, but it looks atypical because of the timing of it. So he has challenges with muscle coordination and building muscle tone, and he has a expressive language speech delay. Those are the things that he's continued to work on. They used to call it a global delay, but we've downgraded to just a few things that we're really working on now.
That's so great.
But the worst problem that you bring him to us was that it keep hitting his head, his ear, his face all the time.
Yeah.
So tell us about that.
He just had terrible headaches. We hit a certain point in his growth and development where his brain was continuing to grow at a fast rate, but the skull, because of his age, was very tight.
Mm.
And he had terrible, terrible headaches. And just riding in the car, even for 5 minutes, he would hit his head in pain and just cry a lot. And the poor little guy was just in a lot of pain. And so that and a partial hearing loss on one side was what brought us to you, and we sought the help, and the headaches have not only gone away, but his head just continues to look wonderful and round.
His head has really changed.
He's not hitting his head anymore, you know, right? For how long?
No, he's not. No, that is long gone. Thank God.
Good.
That was very difficult.
Wonderful, yeah.
Very difficult to live through as a parent when a child hits their own head.
Right,
yeah.
It's frustrating.
We did all the behavioral, you know, telling him, no, that's not what we want you to do, you know, giving him that feedback socially and as a parent. But it was physical. This was a physical pain issue.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thank God for Dr. Tong and Dr. Elaine really helping with that.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Now, and growth-wise, how much has he grown height-wise?
He has grown, I can't give you exact inches, but he's definitely gotten taller and taller. Mm-hmm. Every time Dr. Tong says, oh, let's give him this one in the back to help him get taller, sure enough, within a week or two, there he's grown up a lot taller.
Really, it's been phenomenal seeing him every week coming in.
He was drooling a lot, and he was, not mentally is not with you too much, but now he's so much focused and so much normal. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, he has just come a long way. That's the biggest feedback that we have. Not only are his motor skills, his physical abilities improving to walk, and he's jogging now.
Wow.
And he can go up and down stairs. He's just had this really great mobility and motor skill improvement, but the biggest feedback we get is how interactive and how social he is and how just a lovely young person he is. Mm. You know, he'll go up to people, he'll greet them, he'll look them in the eye. And, you know, those weren't his biggest challenges, but yet he was in so much pain and in his own world, so much so that it kept him from being social. Mm-hmm. And once we took care and had the pain drop down, thanks to the injections, especially in the head, then he was just able to kind of blossom and be his real self and not his cranky self.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
So how was he before then? I mean, react to people.
He enjoyed going up to people, but he was in so much pain. It's pain. I'll take a little aside. I think pain is really an interesting thing, and I actually like that your center is called a pain center, because when people are in pain, they act less of themselves, and if they make decisions in that time when they're in pain, it's clouded.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and people
Absolutely.
Often make very big life decisions when they're under this cloud of pain. And my biggest advice would be definitely get help with the pain through a center like this, because it just changes who you are and how you present yourself to the world when you're in that much pain. It just, some people, you know, make devastating decisions just based out of their pain instead of and who they really are.
Well, they're disconnected. So, they're disconnected when they're in pain.
Yeah, disconnect, yeah.
Yes.
So you said that, you know, you emphasized that we have this pain center, ours a pain center. Can you describe how we give him the pain, how we treat him?
Sure. Well, I would tell people it's acupuncture, but it has the special dose of the marking, which helps open the nerves and helps temporarily numb the area, and it just opens it right up.
Much more.
So,
but I was saying that how is a four-year-old take...
He's five now, right?
He's five now, but he was four for the whole year been coming.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we do to make him accept these injections?
Oh, well, they have to hold him down.
Exactly.
We hold him... I call it holding him still instead of holding him...
That's a good way
we
to put it.
We hold him still. Yeah, we hold him still so that the needle point is accurate and he's not moving around.
Well, we learn how to hit a moving target. Yeah,
exactly. Sometimes a moving target. But, no, there are two of us. And, you know, if you know a couple of, like, with a junior high wrestling techniques, if you control someone's hips, you control their body. So
wow.
we learn that.
You and Katie, yeah.
Wrestling move. Yeah, so we make sure that we have his hips. Usually his knees are bent, and he's on his side, sort of facing the table a little bit so that we sort of have control. And then I'm usually up by his head saying nice, calming things mm-hmm. into his ear and talking to him. And we have a little distraction, a little portable DVD. Well, a few times he gets to watch movies. And my assistant, our dear friend Katie, she holds him down by the hips, and she's got the wrestling moves.
Yes.
And and I'll hold his arms.
He takes it pretty well, though, it seems.
Exactly. He never gets mad at us. Afterwards, he's always come up and shake hands or give a big five and so forth. And even though we force all this injection on him for a whole year, so now he gets even better. He doesn't cry anymore. Yes.
Actually, at this point, he's been coming for a little over a year. Is that correct?
I think he's been coming 2 years now.
Oh, has it been 2 years?
He's been coming 2 years. Yeah,
oh my
and
goodness,
I that's
five.
What I really love, too, is his ability to even take the process, to take the injections, has gotten so much better.
Mm-hmm.
Even the recent ones, the last 3 or 4 weeks, his crying is, like, minimal.
Nothing.
You know, only if it's a particular painful spot, like, then he might cry. But the overall, he knows this helps him.
He's not
and
even
it,
whimpering.
It calms him. Maybe a little whimpering, maybe a little out, you know.
Exactly.
But
you know, I
that's
can't.
Normal.
I cannot get over every time you bring him. How excited you were!
Yeah.
You were excited every time you bring him over.
Yes. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. You wanted to say something, Dawn?
No, I just really appreciate you guys. I love the balance that you bring in each of your personalities. And
oh,
I'm
great.
Just, I am really excited every time I bring him because you help me open up his body and open up his little personality to come out and shine. And I just appreciate you guys so much. Thank
great.
You.
He uses Drew a lot. Is he still drawing like before?
Yeah, it's getting better and better. We're working on that facial nerve to open it up so he can feel his mouth and be able to swallow better.
I mean,
and it's just really improving.
Yeah, I mean, for our listeners, I mean, this little guy gets injections in his face, so it's not easy. It's.
I have to actually give Don credit because it's not very easy for us to know exactly where his pain was.
Right.
Don and
is
you
very intuitive.
Intuitive. No, you
very
feel the
intuitive.
Head and you can tell us, and then we agree.
And that really helps us
that's,
in our job.
That's excellent.
Yes.
So you got to take some of the credit, you know.
Don, tell us a little bit about your treatment, too.
Yes.
You came in recently for a treatment for yourself.
I did. I was having some pain in my knee and my leg, and it's not just the physical. This is what I love in this approach. Is that if you start to understand qi, which Dr. Tong will talk about when you come to visit the center, he talks about qi, and your qi is just so important, and that's what they're kind of realigning. So, yes, the pain in my knee got much better, much, much better. But
wonderful.
What really happened was my energy came up, and my attitude improved.
Yes.
So that was just it was just really nice. I didn't realize that I was still holding and carrying some more difficult emotions, and that it was time to just kind of let those go.
Let it go and release
and so,
it.
Yeah, let it go and let the life flow a little bit easier and a little bit nicer. And I think attitude is just so important. You know, for us as an adult, my attitude towards myself is really important. But as a parent, my attitude towards my child is really important.
Right.
And I'm kind of an umbrella for him. And if I believe in him, then he's much more likely to believe in himself.
Yes,
actually,
it's
very easy to say to let go of certain thing. It's not easy to do.
Right,
okay?
When you're blocked, it's very hard to let go.
Yeah, qi is emotion. Qi is feeling. Qi is the energy that make up of our spiritual self. And actually, you have a lot of emotional issue with your father. And you could not let go of it. And each injection, we dump your emotional trash. That's why it's so good. Not only you don't feel the pain, you feel like yourself.
Yes.
We put your spirit back into the body together.
Right. That's what's make.
And
we
that's
do
why
so
you're feeling so good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. No, I do. I feel much more like myself, and I feel happier. And I feel more energized,
and
I'm
you
not
let go.
Carrying around. Mm-hmm. I could let go and just take the trash out and just let it go.
Yes.
It was much easier.
Literally.
So Dr. Elaine and I are just trash collectors.
Yeah.
We're dumpers.
We're garbage. We're garbage men.
Yeah, garbage
women.
Emotional garbage. Yeah.
Emotional.
Yeah.
It's a
well, our body.
Yeah.
From what I've learned, our body remembers emotional trauma.
Exactly.
You know, if we forgive in our mind and our spirit, we can be very forgiving people. But our body.
The body holds on to it.
Emotional trauma in certain spots.
Yes.
To represent certain things.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so that's what helps this. That's why we're so interconnected, you know, emotions and body. It's not separate. If we're in pain, it's clouding our emotions.
Right.
And so, you know, in order to have this release, it's just wonderful.
So when you go to a pain management doctor, you say that you have knee pain. Actually, much, much deeper in there. So we go in and ask you what kind of emotional trauma, what you eat. Yeah.
I mean, we really try to get to know the patient, see what's going on, because then it helps us to treat you much better.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. And I, like I said earlier, I really appreciate and love that each of you has your own approach. You know, Dr. Elaine is very intuitive and she picks up on the emotional undertones and the overtones.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Tong is just so trained and so schooled and knowledgeable in what he has studied that he picks up on it in that way. And they're both accurate in their own personalities and how they approach it, and a wonderful team together.
Mm-hmm.
We're so glad that we can help you, and we thank you so much for spending the time to share your story today. We know that you have Theo by yourself today, so thank you so much, Don, and we hope to continue helping you guys.
Oh, thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome.
You guys have a great weekend, okay?
Okay, you too. We'll see
All right.
you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664 for an appointment. Or check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information. Okay, I'd like to welcome our next guest, Jeannie. Welcome, Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, Dr. Tong. Hi, Elaine. How are you guys this morning?
Good. Thank you so much for joining us today. Why don't we just cut to the chase? Tell us a little bit about yourself, how you came to see us, and what you've been suffering from.
Oh, okay. I'm 68 years old, and I've always been very active.
Mm-hmm.
And in the last 5 years, I have found a tremendous amount of back pain, which I thought was just back pain and hip pain. And I came into your office and, you know, went
What did you try? What did you try before you, what did you try before get rid of
I tried everything. I tried everything. I've been in prolotherapy. The doctor, of course, says most of it, he took an x-ray, whether it's arthritis or not, that's what he said it was, you know, so.
Did it help you?
Really,
did it help you?
No.
Oh, you didn't help
you. No, not at all. Mm-hmm. No. And so when I came into your office, you know, with the interview with you, Dr. Tong, and then after the first procedure, with all this pain going on, you know, my energy was just down. I mean, I still work, and I, you know, when I would leave work, I would get home, and I would be so tired.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I was hurting more than just in my back area that I thought I was hurting in my hip area.
Mm-hmm.
After the procedure that night, I get home and I am so full of energy. I mean, normally I would be asleep.
That's how you sound now. Yeah. You sound like you have a lot of energy. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I feel wonderful.
How was the pain after my first treatment?
Oh, you know, the pain, I can't say that it's totally gone. I'm looking forward to, you know, more procedures. But I do know that it is, you know, minimum compared to what it was.
Mm-hmm.
What was more amazing to me, where I thought I was just hurting in my hips and my back, actually, my whole upper body, you know, through the spine and everything, was a dull pain that I didn't even know was there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all gone. That's all gone. And the little bit of pain that I still have left, it, you know, I can actually tell that where it's localized,
yes.
You know, because all the rest of the pain is gone.
Yeah, how many treatments have you had? How many treatments have you had?
I've had two now. I've had two. Uh-huh.
Okay, so two treatments. Don't be,
yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And the pain you've had for 5 years, right, you said?
Oh, yes, minimum 5 years, yeah.
Wow.
Because I've always been a runner and,
very
you know,
active.
I'm very active, you know, with aerobics and, you know, water skiing and everything. And with all that pain going on, like,
yeah.
I'm afraid that's
more
you
frustrating
know,
when
right.
you were active before.
And you don't sound like you're 68. I mean, you sound very young. So, and not that 68 is old, but...
Yeah.
If our audience saw her, Jeannie, she looks very young, very young, 68. Tell us a little bit emotionally how you're doing, because I know you had some emotional trauma before. How's that doing?
Well, you know, that's better, too, and it's not only the emotional trauma, but I am, like I guess they would call it type A personality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm always...
Right. You own your own business. Right.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm always uptight. I had always been uptight and stressed out with most everything. In the morning, I would get up and, you know, couldn't hardly contain myself until I got out the door. But I find I'm finding that when I'm getting up in the morning, number one, I have more energy, which also helps. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm doing things slower now. I'm not panicked with it. You know, so there's a lot of good things that I have
more calm.
I've experienced.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Right.
Uh huh. That I've experienced.
Uh-huh. Except you're talking, and that's lower.
But
you didn't talk like this. You didn't talk like this when you first came to us.
Well, yeah. It's her energy is up.
Exactly. Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Wonderful.
And, you know, it's also very nice. I don't know if you want me to mention this to you or not, but, you know, with me being 68, you know, Medicare is covering, you know, all of the charges on it, which mm-hmm. makes it very easy.
Yes.
It's
right.
much easier for me. You
yes.
know, it that
right.
that makes me encourages me to go on and continue with the treatments
right.
and, you know, possibly get rid of this little tiny ache that I still have right in the middle of my lower spine.
Absolutely.
So, you know, yeah. it really helps.
Right.
I mean,
Yeah, Medicare covers 3 treatments every 2 months. And actually,
yeah.
before, they covered much more, yeah. but they keep taking and taking and taking
so
away.
So before, Obama don't care, it takes effect.
Yeah, I mean,
all
we
the Medicare
encourage our Medicare
come
patients
and try, yeah.
to come and take advantage of it, because this is
a
benefit that yeah. you everyone is privileged to. So, and then, so emotionally, are you happier, do you feel like, or just more energetic, or...?
Well, I've always been a happy person, so I can't say that I'm happier, but I am more content with the idea that I'm not, you know, all stressed out.
Right, right.
You
yeah.
know, mm-hmm. I mean, there's nothing worse than getting out of bed in the morning and wondering, my God, am I going to be able to get in the shower? To, you know, and getting out of the shower and then going like a crazy woman because mm-hmm. you're so stressed out with everything. So, yeah, that's gone. You know, I get up in the morning, I have plenty of energy,
wonderful.
You know, to do what I need to do.
And you're taking the herbs, too? You're taking the, how are the
I
herbs
am.
Doing?
Well, they're good. Yeah, they're mm-hmm. good. I don't, you know, it's hard to divide what is, you know, whether the herbs,
right.
How much they're doing versus how much, you know,
yeah.
the treatment itself. So
it's a long-term thing, yes.
Yeah, the most important thing, on our program is the injection.
Mm-hmm.
The injection clear the blockage between the mind and body, so we put you back into the body, so now you feel like genie,
mm-hmm.
and then we use the herb to sustain the effect.
But actually, we actually imprint the herbs, too, which makes
yes.
it even more powerful. So
more
it,
powerful.
It's both, yeah.
yeah. I want to make a quick remark on prolotherapy. Prolotherapy is exactly what we do, except they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
They accidentally hit the acupuncture point at a block, then they get effects.
That's why sometimes people get better with it.
Yeah, but
yeah.
they don't get long-term effect
mm-hmm.
because they don't know Chinese medicine. Yes.
Well, Jeannie, thank you so much for sharing your story with us today and taking time out of your busy schedule. I know you own your own business, and we're so excited that you're doing better. Only
yes.
2 treatments, correct?
Yeah, the way she
correct.
Talks.
Uh-huh.
Like, doesn't
uh-huh.
sound like she has any problem.
Well, have a great weekend, and we'll see you soon.
Okay, thank you.
Take
okay.
care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. You can check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information. I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4:30 p.m. on AM 870, The Answer. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye and have a great weekend.